In Cooperstown, New York yesterday, seven players were inducted in the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Number 34, David Ortiz.
Ortiz is taking on the look of a superhero.
David Ortiz with another chance to win it.
To Red Sox fans, Ortiz will always be known as Big Poppy. He's a three-time World Series champion, and he earned the distinction of being the only designated hitter to enter the Hall in his first year of eligibility.
Ortiz grew up in the Dominican Republic, and he was signed to play in the big leagues at just 17 years old. Here's how he summed up his success to NBC's Bob Costas.
Easier way to explain it is I got nothing to lose. I guess I realized at one point that I was doing something that I knew I was going to put my family in a better situation, better lifestyle. I was all in.
Ortiz was joined by fellow inductees Tony Oliva, Jim Cott, Minnie Mignoso, Gil Hodges, Bud Fowler, and Buck O'Neill. Buck was a champion of the Negro Leagues, a three-time All-Star, the first black coach in Major League Baseball history, and one of the game's great storytellers.
In an interview from 1998 with David Letterman, O'Neill talked about the quality of play in the Negro Leagues.
The Major League All-Stars were actually just making a payday, but we had to prove, we were trying to prove to the world that they weren't superior mm-hmm. because they were white.
Right.
And we weren't inferior because we were black.
Yeah.
We had a point to prove, so we would stretch that single into a double,
yeah.
that double into a triple, that triple into a home run.
Buck O'Neill was inducted into the Hall of Fame posthumously yesterday. He died in 2006 at the age of 94.